I'm Pam Pierce, and this is a section of the chapter that I wrote, which is a personal history of the San Francisco people's food system. In a time before Whole Foods, Rainbow Grocery, Trader Joe's, and organic produce in supermarkets, one had to shop rather widely in San Francisco to assemble a grocery list of whole foods and organic fruits and vegetables. In that time of experimentation and alternative institution, there arose groups that called themselves food conspiracies. Perhaps the first was the Free Food Conspiracy, which was formed by a number of communes, that is, communal living groups. They pooled their food stamps, bought food in bulk, and distributed it to members according to need. The idea was popular, so conspiracies multiplied. Members rotated through tasks such as collecting orders and money, shopping, and dividing the food. Using this system, one could purchase bulk dry goods, fresh in-season produce, honey, peanut butter, dairy, cheeses, ravioli, chicken, and tofu. My conspiracy was called Ongoing Picnic. As the number of food conspiracies grew, people saw opportunities to organize wholesale buying operations. Some formed a dry goods warehouse, and one person was supplying dairy and chickens. So when three people who had just arrived in San Francisco from Iowa came up with the idea of opening a food store, some of the suppliers for that store were already in place. In about 1974, they founded Seeds of Life Food Store at 3021 24th Street. At first, it was run by volunteers, including food conspiracy members, who would work for a couple of hours and then shop for items the conspiracy didn't offer. Soon, the store was hiring staff and organizing it as a collective. In a collective, decisions were to be made by consensus, with each member having an equal say. The second store to open was the Noe Valley Community Store, and then, in 1975, Rainbow Grocery, founded by members of an ashram, joined the system. At its peak, the People's Food System included 11 retail stores, dry goods warehouse, a dairy distributor, a cheese distributor, two bakeries, one in San Francisco and one in the East Bay, a produce distributor, a refrigerator repair company, a magazine, and, briefly, a daycare center. Food system goals included wider access to organically grown food and better education about food and nutrition. The collectives remained largely independent of each other. The supply collectives, Mary Milk, Red Star Cheese, Veritable Vegetable, People's Bakery, and People's Refrigeration, and Turnover, newsletter of the People's Food System, were housed in the same warehouse at 20th and Alabama.
Pam Pierce has remained active in publishing as a photo editor, photographer, and freelance writer. Much of her activities have centered on food gardening, including co-founding a nonprofit to support community gardening in San Francisco and authoring the book Golden Gate Gardening, a regional food gardening guide. She currently teaches horticulture at City College of San Francisco and writes a gardening column for the San Francisco Chronicle.